Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
7:30, Ruined It's here on Triple M. Just continuing our chat about the external review at the Adelaide Football Club, Roo. The findings have been handed down. Roo, I said a moment ago, I asked the question, have the players got too much say? And the reason I ask you this is, it looks from the outside that all of the players were interviewed. Brett Burton, Scott Camporelli get sacked. It's what players have said, oh, we didn't like the camp and we didn't like what Brett Burton did or whatever. Is it all player power?
It's not. I mean, obviously, they're an important part of the group, Dits. There's 40-odd guys who have got to get out there and get the job done. But the external guys in Jason Dunstall, Matthew Pavlich, speak to all the players, but they also speak to all the coaches and people like me and Fags and all people in that footy department as well. So they speak to a broad group. And they just give the information they get. They don't say, oh, you have to sack him or you have to sack that. They don't make those decisions. The CEO, the chairman, the board make those decisions. And that's how it works. So, look, players do have power in every club. And there's always discussions over the history of time that have they got too much power. And in modern football, they've got more power than probably they've had before in terms of the Players Association and what they want. You'll hear coaches talk all the time, Dits, about we don't get enough time with them at the moment. The Players Association have got, you know, they get so many rostered days off during the week and for the year. They have 4-day breaks. They get a 3-week break at Christmas now. They want, you know, Patrick Dangerfield saying some they shouldn't be back until after Christmas. You know, there's always that push. It's like what we're talking about before in the construction union. When's too hot to work? Mm. Well, the players are, you know, they're pushing. Coaches are pushing back. That'll never end. But the players did not sack Brett Burton and Scott Camporeale
here. Right, that's all I was trying to establish.
No, it's a board decision, that one. And you remember we kept saying the club's done its own review, and they always do. Every club does that. They do several reviews a year. This external review is done to make sure and for the outside people to think that people from the outside are looking in, so that they're confident that, you know, you get different sets of eyes looking at it. Mm. And then, you know, if it matches up with what internal views are, then decisions get made. It's bloody hard to make tough decisions like that. Really, really tough.
Mm. Just a final question, Roo. Looking back now over the last few weeks, and I know you've had, you know, you've been in it up to your eyeballs. You've been flat out doing many, many hours with this and plus trying to find a new coach. Has it been a massive overreaction? And the reason I say that is let's make a comparison. If the Western Bulldogs finished 9th, 10th or 11th, who cares? If St Kilda finished 9th, 10th or 11th and have an ordinary year, who cares? But is it because the Adelaide Football Club is in this fishbowl here in Adelaide and it's media scrutinised 24/7? Do you think that's got a fair bit to do with this?
I think we're a big club, there's no doubt about that, and we do attract a lot of attention. The Crows do more interviews than any other football club in the competition, for instance, yet we get criticised for not doing enough. So that's a strange one in itself. But no, listen, we have underachieved the last 2 years. There's no doubt about that. We've had a better list than where we've finished. Look, most people thought we were top four last year and we didn't make the finals. And it was the same the year before. So it's you can't stand for that. You're a high performer. You're a high achiever. You don't stand for that. Hey, I don't care what other clubs who haven't got the scrutiny, what they do. But the top clubs and the top athletes in the world base themselves on what the best clubs or best athletes do. And they mark themselves harshly and they make tough calls. And that's the way you get back up to where you want to go. And look, this has been a really, really tough couple of months, but hopefully the club will be a lot better for it in the short term and the long term.
Okay, well done. You've answered some good questions there. Roo, you've said a couple of times this year that you don't want to be chairman of the club, but once again it came up over the weekend. Has your position changed?
My position hasn't changed at this stage. I'm not really even thinking about it because I've got too many other things to do at the moment. So,
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.